Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Yischus for Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan Avram Alevi, Sarah Chancha ben Sahavin Chama, Rav Moshe Tzvi ben Fried Simcha, Yehuda ben Margalit Sarah, Yishadu Alevi ben Neri, Chagai ben Schana, Daniel Simcha, Zora Racha ben Miriam Chava, Racha ben Shadal Rufu Shleima, Racha ben Atzlacha, Heim Vuchal Anulim Aleichem, and Daniel Simcha ben Chava Reisel, Rivka Esther ben Saleo Peret, Zivu Kogun ben Meheira, also to Rachel Bas Geula, Ratzlacha v'chol maase yodea, Shemi Mali Kol Mashal Sliba Latova. We're going to be learning Mitzvah Hashem, the Pachat Yitzchak. We, Baruch Hashem, have completed the first six Ma'amarim. So we are on Maimer Zayin. Ashrei ha'am yodei trua Hashem be'ol panecha yehaleichun. Fortune is the nation that knows trua. God, in the light of your face, they will go. So we have to understand this Ha'aras Panim that's unique to the mitzvah of Shofar. Because the Klalius of the Torah is Ha'aras Panim. Kivu Or Panecha Nasat Alanu Hashem Elokeinu Toras Chayim. Torah is about Ha'aras Panim. So what's this Ha'aras Panim that's Mishtayech, that relates specifically to mitzvah Shofar, different than the whole Torah? So already you see the two different dinim in Ha'aras Panim. There's Ha'aras Panim, midin Torah in general, kibu or panecha satelan Hashem lakena Torah chayim. And then there's this pasuk of Asher Yadam Yedei Yisur Hashem bor panecha yaleichum, that's shayich dafkir mitzvah shofar. And it's not only about listening to the kol shofar, but it says Asher Yam Yodei Yisurua, Yediyah Shel HaTrua. Since we know the trua, therefore, God, we're going to go in the light of your face. What's mindis? What does this mean? So the knowing of the trua was explained as follows by the Chachomim, by Chazal. Sheyo Ashrei Am Yodei Surua Sheyodim Lefatos Is Barim Betrua. So they know how to seduce, so to speak, their creator with a trua. So we don't find this gather of pitui by other mitzvahs. We find dafka here by shofar this inyan of being mefate Hakadosh Baruch Hu, drawing him in to do what we'd like him to do. Ashrei Am Yodei Surua. If we know trua, therefore we're going to be able to be mefate him. So the Shorash HaInyan is in the words of Nehemiah, who said on the first Rosh Hashanah after the Aliyah Shnia, Al tis'ablu v'al tifku v'al teyotzfu ki chedvas Hashem himo uschem. Don't be sad, don't cry, don't mourn, because the strength, the sits, the joy of God is your strength. A listening ear distinguishes from these words that the refraining from crying does not prevent the purpose, does not negate the purpose of crying. It negates the crying despite the reason for crying. In other words, we have a reason to cry, and yet still we shouldn't cry. It's not that we don't have a reason to cry. We have a reason to cry. But despite the reason to cry, don't cry. Because there's something else that contradicts the Bechiyah, that contrasts the Bechiyah. And then it decides it the other way. And also we see a discussion in Poskim with Din Isser Tainis Barash Hashanah, which also leads us in that direction, because even according to that Shita, that it's usher to fast on Rosh Hashanah because it's called a Chag, B'Ketzel Yom Chageinu, nevertheless it's different than other Chagim, because other Chagim you're not allowed to fast until Chatzos, and on Rosh Hashanah there's no Hakpada to fast until Chatzos. And this is more emphasized in the union of Tainus Chalom and Rosh Hashanah. Other Chagim, you have to fast for fasting, you have to fast for the fast that you fasted for your Tainus Chalom. And on Rosh Hashanah, it's not necessary. So it's clear, therefore, that this inyan of Menias Bechiyah, of refraining from crying in the Pasuk of Nehemiah, is unique to Rosh Hashanah. Because when we talk about not crying on the other Yontivs, so what we mean is that it's mevatel avodas hayom mitzvaso. It's completely upgefrekt. It's completely precluded. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, then not crying is afalpi, even though there's a reason to cry. Nevertheless, don't cry. What's the mahalach? Zok the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hei. Rishus l'chol adam nesuna im rotzo lahatas atzmo derech tova lios tzadik harishus biyadu. Etc. So everyone has Rishus. If he wants, he can be a tzaddik. If he wants, he can be a rasha. Rishus biyada. And this is a very big principle in Torah and mitzvahs. Look, I place before you life and death, good and evil. So the Rambam relates his words and Koach HaBechira to the Iker Gadol of Amar HaTorah, and that's the Iker Gadol of Torah and Mitzvah, to the Lashon of the Pasuk Nasati Lufanecha Sachayim. And the Rambam's Kavan is clear that Dafka, because the Koach HaBechira is Shaykh to the Klolius Inyan of Torah and Mitzvah, Dafka because of that, the Pasuk comes to, with the words of Chayim. Chayim is a very general and all-encompassing concept. So when we talk about the Koach HaBechira as being the Iker Gadol Torah Mitzvah, we say Chaim, it's about Chaim, it's about choosing life. It's all-encompassing. And we know that in Avodas Hashem, there are two midas. There's Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. These are the roots of Avodas Hashem. And if so, we have to understand that the Iker Gadol of Koach HaBechira comes in the context of Midas HaYira, HaKol Bidei Shomayim, Bechira, Chutz, or lack of Bechira, Chutz Mi Yiras Shomayim, except for Yiras Shomayim where we have Bechira. So we see that this notion of Bechira is explicated in the context of Yiras Shomayim. So we're not talking about Yiras Shomayim out to a specific mitzvah, mitzvah pratis, because we're not going to take out one mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs and then be miyaches the Koach HaBechira to that specific mitzvah. Why do we exclude one mitzvah from all the other mitzvahs? Rather, we're talking about Yiras Shamayim as a midah in one's nefesh. Not as a mitzvah, as a specific mitzvah, but just the midah of Yiras Shamayim. That's the shorish of Avodas Hashem. So we still don't understand. Just like we find in Oved Meira, we also find in Oved Me'av. So why is the Koach HaBechira related dafka to Midas HaYira and not Midas HaAva? One of the very, very deep, profound points of the Lashon of the Chachamim is that we find here a special inyan in relationship to the Koach HaBechira, to the Midah of Yira, that we don't find its counterpart in the relationship of Koach HaBechira to the Midah of Ahava. Because there's a big difference between the ratzon that comes from Ava and ratzon that comes from Yira. When a person is drawn to something mitoch Ahava, it's enough for this ratzon of Ahava if he is given the possibility of satisfying his desire for Ahava. But when a person is in fear because of a sakana, he doesn't feel better if he is just allowed to be saved from the sakana. But rather, he has this great yearning and striving to uproot the very possibility of sakana. And therefore, when the Koach HaBechira is used in the context of the Midah of Yira, it creates a stira in the mahalach of this avoda. Why? Because the ratzon of the Midah of Yiras Shemayim, of Yiras Chet, seeks to completely eliminate any possibility of sakana. Because the truth is that Yiras Chet means you don't want there to even be a metzias of Chet. You don't even want there to be sin at all, because sin is poison. Mevilin is poison in our lives. We don't want there to be poisonous food around and not eat it. We don't want it to be around at all. When we don't want there to be sin, we don't want there to be sin at all. And then what would that mean? That would mean that there's no Bechira. So it's so sarasim aminayubay, there's no makom for avoda. There's no makom for Bechira. So on one hand, you want, your Yira says to you, there shouldn't be any possibility of sin. And then your Bechira says that that's the essence of Bechira, that there's a possibility for sin. So you see that's an inherent contradiction. So if we put together the Avoda and Yiras Chet together, This will be what it means. You have a tremendous desire for sin to exist. That's Bechira. That's part of the Avod of Bechira. In order that it'll be possible to desire to eliminate the sin. You want there to be sin, so you can desire that there should be no sin. And anybody who tastes in this stira some sort of kasha, it's a simen that he hasn't touched, says Rav Futner, the Harif Yid. He hasn't touched, he hasn't come near Avodas Hashem, Avchuchos Deos, Vachovos Halavovos, that's what he calls this. The Sefer of Pachad Yitzchak is called Hilchos Deos Bechovos Halavos. Looking at the Daf Shar, and then I see over here that this Pachad Yitzchak was given to me by my beloved friend Rav Shmuel Tzvi Rausch. So I thank you, Rav Shmuel Tzvi, my beloved friend, for this Sefer, from which we've learned a lot personally and spread it to the world. So it should be a schus for you, for your holy Rebbetzin, for your children, Ken Yerbo. Mlamito shel davar, this stira is what gives a person's koach in his avoda of yiras chet. That's one of the ritzov v'shovs in our avoda. We want there to be sin, and then we want to step back and desire that there's no sin. And this does not apply to the koach habechir in midas ahava. This stira. וזוהי אחת הנקודות המובלטות בסגנון חכמים של הכל בידי שמיים חוץ מיראת שמיים. This is one of the points that sticks out in this concept of הכל בידי שמיים חוץ מיראת שמיים. The reconciliation of the stira. That on one hand we have בחיר and יראת שמיים, but we want there, the יראת שמיים leads us to a point where we don't want there to be בחיר. And we can also explain the בקשה of דוד המלך, בחנני השם ונעשני. Sarfu kol yosai v'libi. God, test me. Cleanse my kidneys and my heart. So Chachamim say David HaMelech was punished. He said, Zamosi ba'yavor pi. He said, halavai that I shouldn't have said those words. What's pshat? So we have to say that it doesn't mean that he had charat on the etzem abakasha. This bakasha remains l'meshach hadoros in Artehillim, in the tachanunim of Knesset Yisrael. Al tevienu lo de li de nisayin is also in the bakashas of Knesset Yisrael. So how do you put the two together? Every morning you daven, you say al tevienu li de nisayin, I don't want to test. And then David HaMelech says, we say Tehillim after davening, we say b'chaneni Hashem v'naseini. We do want to test. So which one is it? The answer is that heim heim advar. This stira between these two types of these two supplications of yes, test me, no, test me, is one of the stiras in the Mahalach of Avodas Hashem that we have. We find this, for example, that a person has to paskin halachas. If you're able to paskin, you're chayef to paskin. Meidach gisa, the tenai hayisodi, the fundamental condition of a Meirah Hayroah is that he should have Yiras Hayroah. He should fear paskening. So after running away from Hayroah and having fear from Hayroah, then you have to paskin. Like the famous Maisa, Gadol didn't want to become a Dayan because he said, I'm a Yirah Hayroah. So his Rebbe said, who is going to paskin? Who's going to be a Dayan? Somebody who's not a Yirah Hayroah. You have to be Yirah and then you have to test. And that's Pshat and Al Tevienu Lo Deni Sayon. Don't bring me to a test. Because Nisayon is when you meet the Metzias of Chet. And the Yiras Chet is the Tshuka to uproot this Metzias. So the Mahalach is that after you run away from the Metzias of Chet, Al Tevienu L'dei Nisayon, don't give me HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chet. I don't want to meet the Chet. Then again, we want the chait. Because then we can show our yiras chait. B'cheneini Hashem v'naseini. Now we want to be tested. After not wanting to be tested, we want to be tested. First we say, Al tibeinu lideini sayon, lideini sayon. Don't bring me to a test. I don't want to come near sin. And then we say, B'cheneini Hashem v'naseini. Okay, now we're ready, God. Test us out. And Zoi, we find with Rabbi Akiva, that when they were sorik his basar b'masrekos shel barzel, iron combs, and he said, when am I going to finally be mekayim this pasuk? So Rabbi Akiva said, every day, al tivyenu lidei nisayon. And yet he said, I want to be tested. I want them to be sorik my basar b'masrekos shel barzel. So which one is it? So the answer is they're both correct. On one hand, he was afraid of being tested. He doesn't want to fail the test. And now that he's afraid, he's ready for the test. So they come together. Rabbi Akiva, as he was saying, Al tibeinu lideini sayon, he was mamish waiting for the nisayon. Back forth, back forth. Don't test me, test me. Don't test me, test me. Because then that's what prepares you. You go into the pnimius of these words, we have a little bit of an understanding in the Maimar Chachamim, Noach lo l'adam shalom niver mishinev, a better person not be created than be created. What's the pshat? Better a person, man, not have been created than have been created. It says in the Torah about Bria Sa'adam, ki hinei toiv me'oid. So it's very good that man was created. So what's the pshat? It's better than he not have been created. Me'oid is only said about Bria Sa'adam. So what do you mean? Better man not have been created. It says Maran Arav, heim heim advar. The Iker Chiddush of the creation of man and his power of Bechira. There's double creation from above and from below. We have this body, we have a soul. We have one thing pulling us in one direction, Kedusha, Ruchnius. We have the other direction, the body, Gashmius. So when is Tov Me'od? Tov Me'od comes after we realize that it's a tragedy that man was created, that man has free choice. Because he could possibly sin. So after we realize that Tov Lo Lodim Shalom Nivra, because he might sin, there are a lot more Averis in the Torah than there are mitzvahs, 365 Averis, 248 mitzvahs. So he's more afraid that he's going to sin, he's more likely he's going to sin than do a mitzvah. He's very afraid. After he expresses that fear, then it becomes Tov Me'od. Now it's Gevaldik that he was created. He's aware, he's cognizant of the dangers. Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation of man. And we cry, Genuge Gonach, Yilule Yolil, Spechia, the sound of the shofar is like a bechi. So on one hand we're crying, on the other hand we have this Tov Me'od. It's one above the other. So that's the pshat, Al tivku ki chedvas Hashem imauschem. So like we said, it doesn't mean that there's no reason to cry. There is a reason to cry, because man has bechira. Man has bechira. There's a reason to cry. He might sin. But above and on top of that, now that he realizes the catastrophe that bechira can bring to, now it's terrific. At the end, you shouldn't cry. Chedvus Hashem yimuuschem ve'yar elokim es kol sharasav v'nei tov me'od chilum ofnav kol etzav tekad v'al tamod. So we have this: the joy of Hashem is your strength. God saw everything was good, but then it says the whole earth fears from Him. We're all shaking, but then bow to Mot, but we're not collapsing, because that's shot in the worlds. We have our strength from our Ra'ada. The Chilumil Fanav Kol Aretz, the fact that we're afraid makes the Afti Konteva bow to Mot. That's what establishes us, that we don't collapse. Of course it's going to be Chedvas Hashem Uschem. Only after the Bechi, you have the Sibas HaBechi. Once you're aware of that, then you should be happy in Rosh Hashanah. And now Megai Tzurik Tzum Anhoi, if I said that correctly. We go back to the beginning as Rafutner does in his Ma'amar. Chosimano Bazela had Khalat Hadvarim. Ashrayam Yoidei Sruam. Chazal say that they know how to be mefater their borei with the trua. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when you're mefater somebody, you speak one way and you have a different kavanah. You say certain words, but you have this hidden kavanah. That's what the Ramban says in Parshas Mishpatim. And this geder is unique to shofar. Why is this geder unique to shofar? Because most mitzvahs go straight. But shofar, how do we create the tov me'od? By the crying. So crying doesn't sound good. But the crying with the peh really creates in the lev this feeling of tov me'od. It's gevaldik, it's great simcha. So since we know to be mefater borei with trua, we go bore panav. So like we said at the beginning, all matanas were given to haros panav kivu or panachan asad v'an hashem l'kenu taras chayim. Nevertheless, stam haras panav that's shayach to the etzem b'riyas ha'adam is Stam Aras Panim is Shaykh to the Etzem Briyas Adam. Vayalikim is called Sharasab and Etov Meod. Meod is Osios Adam. So this Aras Panim, this Tov Meod, is Shaykh to Briyas Adam. And this Aras Panim is Shaykh to the Etzem Briya. And it disappears through Trua, through knowing the Trua. Through the Pitui of Yalala, through saying one thing, Bepeh, where Megala the Pnimius of Tov Meod. So you're right, all Torah was given by Aras Panim, but there are two types of Aras Panim. There's Aras Panim that relates to generally the world, and there's Aras Panim that relates to Etzem Briyas Adam. The Etzem Briyas Adam, the Aras Panim that relates there, is expressed by Shofar. That this Tov Me'od, Ma'od Osius Adam, is revealed, this light is revealed when we blow the Shofar, when we're Yodea Trua. Ashrei Adam Yodei Tzurua. We know to be mefater a bor with a trua. We know to cry. And that crying is megale echad bepev echad belev. It's megale the pnimius of tov me'od, of God's great desire for man. Because after man cries and he realizes the potential tragedy of having bechira, now he goes a step further and he says, all right, now I'm ready for the test. So we reveal in Rosh Hashanah the light of the Tov Me'od. Yeah, it was Kedai to create man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he realizes what it means to have sin. He realizes what happens if he does the wrong thing. And once he realizes that, that brings a Gevaldik Haras Panim. God says, oh, this is what I want. Ashrei Amim Yodei Tzurua Hashem Ba'or Panecha Yahaleichu. We have a new Ha'ara in this Pasuk, and we should be Zochem Mitz Hashem. Always to see the new lights in Torah. Lilmod ulamid lishma v'las l'kem skalibri sound to us of Yehava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.